It's time to bring in Mike Cossey, and we'll look at sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So the Islanders beat the Rangers, right?
I think the Devils beat the Rangers.
Oh, the Devils. Pardon me, the Devils, yeah. Pardon me, the Devils beat the Rangers. So the Rangers still are a couple points behind the Islanders for that last playoff spot, right?
Yep, they're still flip-flopping around.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. You know it's bad.
It is what it is.
Anyways, I didn't follow much sports this weekend. Did you follow much?
No, I was too busy with baseball practice. There were a couple of things, though. One thing is Aaron Judge's rib.
Yeah.
They said he broke his rib in the fall, or fractured it, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And this is still that. Does that make sense? I'm not a doctor, but
yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Sometimes you get hairline fractures in the rib, and they don't operate. They let
them. No. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the unknown of fracture of the rib.
No, that was never released as information. No.
I mean, I would think that as a person, if you had a fractured rib, you'd know something was wrong. So how could you walk around with it for 5 months?
It's a question of if they decide, and I only know this because the ribs are a lot like the pelvis, okay, that sometimes when you get a fracture in it, instead of, there's no way to treat it except for let it.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, but you wouldn't know that you have it.
I think the Yankees knew he had it. I think he knew he had it.
Because they're acting like this just happened.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Me neither. Yeah. Which leads me to believe, what the heck are the Yankees doing? Yeah. Last year they had a gazillion injuries. This year they're starting off the same way. Yeah. Who's in charge of this?
Well, and supposedly they got a new person, a trainer. Not the person you see on the field, but an actual trainer, the physical trainer type of guy.
Because you got this thing going on. You got the ongoing saga with Stanton. Now, Sanchez's back is hurt again. Paxton had to get shoulder surgery. Severino had to get Tommy John surgery. It never ends.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Something's wrong there.
Hey, you would think so. You would think so. Something wrong with the conditioning.
Injuries happen, but not like they're happening to this team for the last 2 years.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Makes no sense to me.
Yeah. What the heck? Hey, the Knicks are only 9 games out of the last playoff spot.
Hey, they won 20 games.
Yeah.
It's a major it's an accomplishment.
Oh, for the Knicks? Also, there's actually 3 teams beneath them.
Well, there goes that first-round draft pick again.
They never get it anyways. They could finish dead last, win 5 games, and that stupid lottery, they'd never get it anyway.
They could have 450 ping-pong balls out of 460 and still not get it.
Not get the first pick. You're absolutely right. That's just the way that they are no good in the lottery. None.
They are a jinx team.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, there's nothing really to talk about.
We got something to talk about.
Okay, go on.
It's related to sports. Aqueduct Racetrack got robbed Saturday night of $250,000.
Wow.
They robbed them in the hallway, took the people's cell phones, and nobody knows who they are. Does that smell as to be an inside job to you?
It certainly does.
$250,000 was robbed from Aqueduct Saturday night.
Wow. You know, I was watching, when you speak about Aqueduct, I was watching The Godfather of Harlem. How they used to, in New York, of course, everybody plays the numbers illegally. They used to play it illegally, where you give your bookie a 3 numbers, and if your number...
I was doing it when I was 8 years old.
Do you know how that number was, the number...
Yeah, it was the last 3 numbers of the track handle.
Yeah.
See? I told you I was doing it since I was 8 years old.
I never knew that's where the number came from, but last
and
3
And not
numbers...
only that... It varied from track to track because during the winter time, not all the tracks ran.
And one
New
year.
York closed, so sometimes during the winter time, the only northeast track that ran was Bowie, and then they would take the number from either Hialeah or Gulfstream during the winter time.
And one year, there was a guy who conspired with the mob to hurt one of the bookies. He gave the last. He changed the last 3 numbers to, and there were like, out of all the tickets sold, by this one bookie, like 86% of them hit. They tried to put him out of business.
I remember my mother listening to the radio, WINS, and at 7 o'clock every night they used to give the last race result from whatever track it was with the track handle, so you knew what the number was.
Pretty amazing.
It was big business.
It really was.
And they paid better than the state lotteries did, too.
Well, I was going to say, even in Kingston, New York, I lived in Kingston, New York, there were the football picks and also the numbers. And it wasn't a big bet. You could bet anywhere from a buck to whatever you wanted to bet. Yeah, it didn't matter. You could bet any amount you want.
I remember my mother used to play, I think she'd play a nickel straight and 10-cent box or something like that. My uncle was the bookie.
The good old days. The good old days. Oh, gosh. Anything else in sports?
Yeah, the Tampa Bay Derby.
Yep.
Solo Volante might pick Grant second to King Guillermo, who paid 100 pesos. How's that?
100 pesos?
100 bucks. Yeah. Guillermo, Spanish, pesos. Get it?
All right. Yeah, I got it now. All right,
This horse shouldn't have paid $100. The last time this horse ran was November. I mean, this is Red Borden, and it ran against Solo Volante, who beat him, albeit on a turf. And this horse went off at 3-2. So ran third its last time against the favorite. This horse was favorite last time at 3-2, and then paid $100. Word is this horse is going to train up to the Kentucky Derby. Good luck with that. But the horse ran tremendously.
All right.
Won by about 5 or 6 lengths going away.
All right. Yeah, anything else?
Basketball this weekend, all the tournaments start. So buckle up. There's going to be some upsets.
It's time for the second season.
Yep. There's the local team that was playing well, Seton Hall, is going in with a big limp. They're not playing well right now. They lost, I think, 2 out of their last 3.
All right. Well, it goes into the second season and then, of course, the third season.
In a season where anything could happen, anything will happen.
All right. Well, I know we'll be back tomorrow. That'll happen for sure.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike. I'll speak to you then.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.